chance to talk with Jay Howard. Let's go to the good news first. Your sack and strip that got the defensive touchdown. What happened on that play?
You know, we called the right play at the right time. Seen Cutler holding the ball, and we ran a stunt. It opened up with me and Bailey, and I just seen Cutler holding the ball. And I was like, oh, I got a chance, and sure enough, we got to him. Got the ball out. That was big for the defense.
We've seen you individually. I know this one stings, but we've seen you individually making plays all season. Just what's been the difference for you to go out there and do some of the things that you've done on the field?
Just continuing to work hard every day in practice and going out with the attitude that no one can stop me. And, I want to be a Pro Bowler this year, so I'm going to go out there and put it on film,
Well, you've done it since OTA is really great training camp. And now we got to discuss the second half. In your opinion, what happened to this defense, and how much did Jamal's injury affect you guys?
He's a vocal leader for us, and it did play a role, but the next man up has to be ready, we hope he's good, everything's good with him, but at the end of the day, we're confident with everyone's on our 53-man roster, and everyone has to be ready to play. And we came out flat on defense. I don't know, we couldn't get it going. I missed a sack, a big sack. I had a dumb penalty by myself, But we got to just build off of this and get better.
When you were in the locker room after the game, what was coach's message to the team?
Keep our heads up. Continue to keep on building. Sooner or later, we're going to get over this hump.